Travers, and we have Charlene McNeil with us today. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Charlene, we talked earlier about what we might be discussing tonight. Before we do, let's see if there is somebody out there who might want to call in for a healing from you, Charlene, or have a reading from the Akashic Universal Akashic Records with the cherubim, which I would do. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, the number there that you can reach us that's toll-free is 888-810-8322. There's so many things to talk about in the spiritual area, Charlene, and one of the things that we thought might be of interest that people might want to hear about is our words and the effect that it has on ourselves and on others. I was just going to say, it's kind of hard to be the master of our words all the time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. But we do, well, we've become quite accustomed to the way we traditionally speak, but we don't realize that when we speak certain things, the subconscious, because of its obedience, because it's very obedient to what we say, that we're actually programming it for what we're receiving. So I think we talked about this once before, and that is, if we say to somebody, don't forget to pick up the milk, then what, we're upset because they didn't come back with the milk. But in
hey,
reality,
Charlene, would you believe that we asked people to call in and they actually
and
called
they
in? Right? They used the word.
Here they are.
And who is this? Your name, please.
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great. I just love hearing from you, Brian.
Thank
and
you.
I know Charlene does also.
Yes. I'm going to say, is this our Brian?
Yes. Hello, Charlene.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about my son, and I wondered if Charlene could go in, and he had at birth, he's 23 months now, almost 2 years old, and at birth, he had trauma coming through the birth canal. And we were in labor. My wife was in labor for about 3 hours, and we found out it was a knot in the umbilical cord,
right.
A pretty big knot. So the trauma that he had that's in his DNA or in his memory, I was wondering if God can go in and take that out and replace it with love and light.
Okay.
What a beautiful request.
Yes, let's do that, okay?
Hey, Brian, you really have learned a lot since you've been talking to us, haven't you? Look how he phrased that, Charlene.
I know.
Could you phrase it any more perfectly?
But his name is Logan. L-O-G-E-N. Logan.
Oh, with E-N, okay. Okay, let's have God go in and work on that, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, give us a few minutes, and what I'll do is if I need to cut in, I'll tell you, but otherwise what we've got he'll do is go in and start reprogramming the subconscious, reprogramming all of the different areas like the spiritual body, the emotional body, the
mental and
body.
Physical. Yes.
Okay? And he'll go in and start changing that for him, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Well, something that comes to my mind, Brian, this new information that we have today, you know, it hasn't been that long ago that we learned that we have these energy bodies surrounding the physical in our subtle bodies. You know, that's not information that we have held that long, at least recently.
Yeah. Carolyn,
and to be able to go in and change that.
Yeah, I've been seeing these flashes, Carolyn, of purple and blues, like in my physical vision around objects and plants and stuff. It's just real weird. I don't know if I'm opening up psychically, spiritually. It must be.
No, you don't really think that's weird, do you?
No.
How about if we address that when Charlene comes back? Because that's going to take a little time with me.
Yeah.
And she might.
So I'm starting.
Yeah, she might need to talk to you while we're in the middle of something. But I think that's real exciting.
Yes, yes.
Of course, now you're not telling all your friends what you're seeing, are you?
Not yet. But I'm trying to get over that. Once I can learn what it is and what the shapes are and how to work with sacred geometry and not it's not that I'm afraid of it. I'm so joy over it. You know what I mean? I have this joy and compassion for it and this drive to learn more about it. And I've been meditating more and trying to clear my chakra system and just feel that energy. I can feel it. I can't see it yet. I'm starting to, but I'm just working with it. So I'm really excited about it.
As I recall, weren't you the one where either Charlene or Caroline had removed some blocks in the throat chakra?
Yes, that's me. Mm-hmm. It was my throat, and I'm still, it feels better. Yeah, I know I have to go see a dentist pretty soon, so.
Well, there was a time when you wouldn't want to speak your truth, and now it sounds to me like you're anxious to speak your truth.
Oh, I sure am, Caroline.
I love it.
But I thank you for these programs and everything, and with Don Newsom for allowing this, you know, to come on the air. This is just beautiful.
You know, it really is. I can remember when things first started to happen to me of a spiritual nature. I didn't have a group around me where we could share things and talk about it and kind of get some feedback. And to be able to talk to somebody on the radio where you can get this information is just marvelous.
Yes,
it truly is. And you're right about Don making all this possible, and, of course, we who are on the shows, too. It is a great thing.
So I really thank him for putting this together. It's beautiful.
Why don't you just send him a little note?
I will.
He might not be listening.
I know. Yes,
okay,
no.
What I want to let you know is, he went in and cleared. It was having to do it pretty rapidly, but what we'll do is see how he's doing in the next week.
Okay.
Now, you said that he seemed to be pretty anxious all the time. Is that what you told me before?
Yeah, he had a little headaches or a little heat, you know, every once in a while when it gets real hot. But he's, you know, off and on. I think I could feel his energy at the top of his head. It's real amazing. I put my hand, maybe that's, you know, with anybody, but I can feel the heat coming out of the top of his head.
Now, I want to know from the time that we talked before, how were the headaches?
Oh, he seems happy. He doesn't seem like he doesn't seem where he's,
in discomfort?
Very tired or very worn out. He feels more energy.
Okay.
He has more energy.
Okay. And then before you said he was kind of whiny and so forth.
Yeah, a lot of whininess, pouting.
Okay.
Yes,
what did
twinging.
You know? How has that been?
A lot better, to be honest with you.
Good.
A lot
better. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, because what he had to do was go in and return the cells to the God intelligence.
Yes.
And then put his higher self back in his body.
Mm-hmm.
And then took care of his energy centers, which you would call the chakras,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they're all cleared, and then gave him the 365 color spectrums that are within the body, because that gets fragmented. And so that's all been done right now, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Charlene, back up a little bit, dear. You mentioned something that's intriguing me.
Okay.
You said, if I can recall this exactly, that God put back, did you say, his higher soul in his body?
Right. Sometimes because, it was like he's not too sure he wants to be in there because of his experience. So God had to go in and clear from conception to birth because that was a trauma. It was not just at birth. It was from conception to birth because in that period of time what was happening, he became anxious because he could see the cord was becoming knotted. And so he was becoming anxious.
Oh, so from conception.
Yes. So
yes.
we had to. So God went in and started clearing at conception to birth.
My golly, that's so amazing.
Yeah, because that memory, that energy of memory starts at conception. So that had to be resolved right now, and that's what was done at this particular time.
I'd like another clarification. You can listen, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
This other clarification that I want to know is for this child to be aware of what was happening to him with his cord being twisted in, you know, before he is being born, actually, that had to have been his soul. Would you agree or disagree with this? This was his soul that was aware of that.
Yes, right.
So,
because his higher self, his intelligence, or soul, whichever people's preference is for reference.
I have to share something with both of you. He's telling me, I don't know if this is amazing, but I mean, I know that this is commonplace for him, but he's telling me that, you know, when I'm changing him on the changing table, he's looking up and he's telling me he sees angels.
Well, I know he does.
And he says, angel, you watch his eyes follow up at the ceiling like
right,
a cat or dog
it.
Moving around.
You see,
it's like, wow.
See, Brian, in other circumstances, and this is what I was seeing,
yeah.
In other circumstances, when this would have occurred with the cord, it wasn't just twisted.
Yeah.
It was, like you said, it was not only twisted, but it was in a knot.
Yes,
so
it
trying
was.
To get the nourishment and everything in there was more of a challenge than most.
Ah.
But because of his high spiritual development and
yes.
knowing that it was his time to come now, he was able to manage that in spite of it.
Wow.
So as far as I can tell, he's a very highly spiritual individual.
He feels
well, I was
like
going to ask Brian, when your son tells you
yes.
that he sees angels, what's your answer?
Oh, I never close him from it. I fully allow it. I allow him to experience this. I want him to experience it. And I share that. I encourage him.
Oh, good.
Because a lot of parents, you know, out there, and, you know, I'm not the only one, well, you know, they say, well, you know, you're not seeing these things. They kind of hush
yes,
it up.
They
and
are.
Then they cut off that connection with their higher self.
Absolutely.
I say, you know what? I say, don't do that. Let these children experience the joy of life. Allow them to grow. Allow them to be individuals. But yes, we are
well,
all one.
We have
are
more
connected.
Parents doing that now.
Yes.
We have more parents that are accepting
yes,
that their
good.
Child is doing that. You can also, when does he verbalize very well right now?
Yes, he is. He's not even
this?
Two, and he's almost speaking some sentences.
Okay, you could say, well, now what's your angels telling you?
Yes, I ask him, what color are they? He tells me they're
I love it.
They'll
yeah.
say sometimes they're yellow, sometimes they're red, sometimes they're blue. I said, well, blue's Daddy's favorite color. So it's really neat, you know.
And then say, oh, did you ask them what they're here for?
Yes, as time goes on, I communicate with him to tell me
okay,
about
then
them.
Do
and
that.
I'm
say,
so
what
excited.
They, okay, say, ask them what they're here for. I'm sure
okay.
that they'll just say, oh, we're just here watching over you. I
sure yeah.
that's what they'll say, because that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's and I know you know this, Brian.
Yeah.
Your son chose to be with you, and my golly, you can understand why, can't you? He's
yes.
getting all of this positive and spiritual encouragement from you.
Yes.
Oh
his,
my golly, it's so
his
wonderful.
His mother's coming around. It's taken some time for her to accept
mm-hmm.
this, but you know, like she said, she kind of doesn't want him out in public talking about it. But in the background, he has me, so I encourage him as much as possible.
Well, that's why
wonderful.
We don't have the last name is so that we keep it pretty private, you know,
yes,
on the
yes.
radio. That's why we just added
sure.
her the first name.
I appreciate
that.
So that
there's no embarrassment for anybody.
Yeah, and
okay.
he's just an amazing little boy, you know, and I just really
well,
am so happy.
He's going to be. So
yeah.
what's the thing? What you do is if he gets more verbal,
yes.
get your notebook and write down the things he says.
Okay. Yeah.
Because some of the things he's going to say is very wise with great wisdom.
And see, I'm not, I'm so I've been looking for a, I don't have that kind of things around me to, people to talk to, but as he grows older, you know, our bond will grow stronger, and that's why I really appreciate him coming into this world.
Mm. It's beautiful.
I think so. Yeah, you'd be grateful that he's, see, because a lot of things, people get concerned about when there's a miscarriage, but
yeah.
A lot of times it's only because the severity of the development is not correct, and they can't fulfill their path.
Yes.
So they leave, and they come back again.
Ah. Well, that's amazing.
They don't stay away, but we grieve over the loss. When it isn't a loss, it only means that they couldn't fulfill their potential.
Yes.
And so they leave and come back. I have my sister's two grandsons that have actually, both separately, when they got older, told their mother, you know, I came down in your tummy once. And she said, no, you didn't. She said, oh, yes, I did. And I swished around and swished around, but I had to go back. And they closed the gate and wouldn't let me back. And so he said, so I come back in your tummy again. And he was just little when the one said it. And then her daughter's son said the same thing. He said,
wow.
I come once, but I had to. I came back again.
That's your spiritual intelligence. Wow.
And that was, they had had miscarriages just before both those boys were born.
That's beautiful.
So we have to listen to them and take stock of what they say.
Yes.
Because it isn't just at random they say it, because they come in with great wisdom. And we need to write it down and listen to what they're saying and be aware of the message that they've brought.
I sure am listening to them.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Okay. Oh, that's obvious. So,
thank
Brian,
you
had another question.
Real quick, my other one is I've been seeing solid purples in my vision. In my physical vision, I've been opening up and seeing these streaks of purple around, like auras, around objects and plants.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and I've been seeing flashes of blue, and I didn't know if this, is this a spiritual awakening?
Right. Mm. Purple is usually a very high vibrational frequency of color.
Yes.
Blue is a very calm, peaceful, nurturing color that you're seeing.
Yeah.
If it was green, it would be more representative of healing, but the blue is more of a peace.
Yeah, the blues and purples I see, and it's a solid purple. It's beautiful, and I only see it in certain lighting conditions. Not all the time.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's a very spiritual high. If you ever go into Kirlian photography, kind of study that. That's a fascinating science that they've got going now, and that's called Kirlian photography. And so when they do the Kirlian photography, they see all those different colors.
Yeah, they see the energy around the body. Yes.
Yeah.
Around plants.
Well, it's actually around everything.
Yeah. Wow.
It's around everything. But some of it will have the different colors and tonations.
Mm.
And you actually have 365 color spectrums within the body.
Huh.
Well, Brian, do you want us to take a moment and see if there is something that we could add to this from the cherubim?
Sure, I would love that.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Let's
about
see.
My physical vision.
I just love connecting with these ladies. They're so beautiful, tall, slender, and they're actually. Is one that has come forth with your record, and then there is another one that's kind of standing behind her. And the one with your record is showing me the pages. She has opened up, and she has showing me the pages. And I got to really chuckle with this one, because the other one is holding what looks like a stopwatch. On these, when I do readings for people, we can get into a lot of the verbalization, but when I do something on the radio, it has to be quick.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times they will show me symbols of what they're trying to portray. And the one that's holding your record is saying, is actually pointing to a sentence. And that sentence that is in your record was the agreement that you made with your a higher mind before you, or your soul, before you came into this lifetime, that you had made this agreement that at a certain point in time you were going to awaken. And that is the sentence that she is pointing to. And the one that is standing in the background, kind of to her left shoulder, has her thumb, like, you know, when you look at a stopwatch and like of a horse race, and you just went through the finish line, and they
yeah.
click down a little plunger to see the seconds. Well, that's what she just did.
Well,
they had such a
get,
sense
huh?
of humor. Yes, like,
that's,
you know,
that's it.
That's it. This is the moment. This is the time. And I have to say that they're kind of chuckling also, because it is like they chuckle at us sometimes. Not that they're making fun of us, but they enjoy us and they love us.
Yes, yes.
Can I say something to the cherubim real quick?
Yes.
I like to say to the beautiful ladies in Georgia's cherubim, I love you very much, and I wanted to thank you for the joy that you bring me.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Yes, they do bring all of us joy. Thank you, Brian.
Thank
I'm
you,
just
Carol.
So delighted Charlene was able to work with your son for your son's behalf.
Thank you, Charlene.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cameron.
Let us know now.
Okay.
Call us back and let us know in this next week how he's doing, will you?
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you.
God bless both of you.
Both of you, too.
Bye-bye.
Charlene, before we get along any further, how about giving your phone number out to those people who might want to call for a private healing with you?
It's 801-944-9346.
And I would
And the other thing, I guess you and I talked about that. If you don't get me the first time, please call again. Because I have problems with my machines. Because, you know, if your energy is such, sometimes you blow out your own machines. somebody called me the other day, a couple of days ago, and all I heard was the first part of the number and nothing else. And so it stopped it, and I had nothing on there. So please call back. If I don't call you within 48 hours, you call me back. It only means that I didn't get your full message, so please do that. So it's 801-944-9346.
Well, I can understand what happens electrically with high-energy people. Something we got to look out for.
Like a Caroline has been without power or phones for, what, a week? But that was electrical storm, right? Oh, yeah, right.
And for those of you who might be listening tonight, I would like to mention that tomorrow, Master Kasumi is, we're having a conference call with Master Kasumi, and his work tomorrow is going to be working with a light body. And so you still have time. Go to my website at www.CarolynEvers.com, and go up to the right box up in the corner where it says conference calls, and you can get information on both what Archangel Michael is doing and what Master Kasumi is doing. And Archangel Michael has already given me information for his second lesson on the electrons for next month, so do check that out. And it sounds like we have another caller.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Good evening. I'm Kim from Louisiana. I've called before.
Hi, Kim.
But it's been a little while.
Well, you're always welcome.
Thanks.
What can we do for you, Kim?
I was hoping for some healing. I need some healing from my family. We've kind of been through a crisis.
Oh, Charlene, I think you're up, dear.
Okay. The whole family is going through it together?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a medical situation for one, and then it kind of spilled over into the entire family.
Okay. So the whole family is suffering because of the one's illness?
Yes.
Okay. So it's brought trauma to everybody.
Yeah. And it seems like we may have gotten over the worst part, but I just keep waiting for the next shoe to drop, you know?
Ah.
It's like I'm running on to constant adrenaline all the time.
Trying to keep up?
I've changed my life, my routine, changed my son's life. And I'm just, like, waiting to see if it's going to continue to get better or if it's just suddenly going to get worse again.
Okay. Let's go in and see what we can do, because that's a really good thing. Because sometimes, because are you saying it's an illness? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at. Okay.
Now, it might be a mental illness, and it might be just substance abuse, but I would say, yeah, it's an illness.
Right. Well, because it's encompassing the whole family.
Right.
And it's putting everybody in trauma.
Right.
Okay, let's go in and see what we can do to change the energy, okay?
Okay, that's great.
You said you've called before, Kim?
Yeah, I called and talked, I think, to both you and Caroline.
Oh, Caroline.
Caroline, yeah.
On a time when Saturdays when she is on.
Yeah. It might have been a Saturday, but it might have been, like, late fall.
Uh-huh. Interesting. You know, what can be done today is so fascinating. Charlene doesn't hear us as she is doing this work. If there was something else that you wanted to talk about.
Can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
I need to ask you, what started this? There's a big trauma that happened. Looks like an accident?
Yes. And it was about, it was about 20... roughly 20 years ago. And he fell and broke his back. He fell from a major scaffolding. He fell like a whole story.
Okay.
And fell onto his back and broke his back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it looked like, an accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so God's got to go in and pull out some of that trauma. So has he been, let's see, I'm looking at it. He's been, is that a wheelchair I can see?
Is what?
It's like something I can see with wheels on it. What is it?
We've had a lot of, we've had a lot of trouble with our Jeep lately.
Oh.
And it was a Focus because he kind of broke it in an altered state and then didn't remember breaking it, and then I made him fix it. So finally he did get it fixed, but it took weeks.
Okay, because I can see some wheels.
Yeah, I think it's the Jeep.
That's the Jeep, okay. Okay, well, he's going to go in. It looks to, first of all, he said he's going to go in and clear that accident. Okay?
That would be great.
It's causing a great deal of confusion.
Yes. And is this the Archangel Michael or?
God.
Oh, okay.
Is that your higher source?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it's up to you.
Yeah.
You want Archangel Michael or
no,
God?
No, God's fine. Yeah, God's fine.
Okay. Okay, just a minute.
Oh, my. God's beautiful. Along with Archangel Michael.
Yeah,
we should all be that fine.
Carolyn, I listen to you a lot, and so I just kind of had assumed, you know, and I hadn't really heard this show, but I'd listened to you, you know, before, and I'm very familiar with the website and stuff, so I just assumed that she was talking about the Archangel Michael, and I was like...
Well, if you've listened to me, then you know my quirky sense of humor.
Yes. Yes, and actually it's very entertaining. It's good to get a good, healthy laugh, you know.
Thank you.
With a genuine, yeah, with, you know, not, there's nobody at the butt of the joke, and it's just good, healthy humor.
Yes, you know, thank you for saying that, because I want all of us to join in on the fun. Nobody needs to be the butt of any joke.
I totally agree with you. Life is hard enough. It sends us enough curveballs, it seems like, sometimes.
That's, you know, that is so true. Life is not always easy.
No.
And we have a lot of challenges. And
yep.
We have to find time to play and have fun.
Yeah. You know, I've had so many people in my life say, you know, I need to walk away from this. And the thing that's so amazing to me is the compassion. You know, I get to a point where I just start looking at it, and I just can't get over the compassion, and I can't do anything else. I just have to say, okay, we'll do one day at a time and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that compassion has been a real gift, because, you know, I didn't really have it lots and lots towards people growing up, and
mm-hmm.
to really feel it in my life on an almost daily basis now is kind of a gift. And I recognize
yes, and
that.
It sounds to me that you're being true to yourself. In people apparently are advising against
that.
What you are doing.
Right.
And
yeah.
You have to. I think that's the bottom line: to be true to yourself, whatever it is, and to have the wisdom to know yourself.
Right.
Now, and, when this accident occurred.
Yes.
Did you notice that he seemed very fragmented?
Very what?
Fragmented.
Oh, I didn't know him. I didn't know him at the time of the accident.
Okay.
He'd had the accident about 2 years before I met him. And that wouldn't be surprising to me.
Okay. He looked really fragmented.
Yeah.
But so God went in and fixed that up.
Great. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting ready to tell Carolyn, I think for me, I remember about between 11 and 15 past lives, and I think I've talked to you on the phone before about past lives, and I, when you did just a reincarnation show, and I, at least three of those lives, you know, are with him, and I really feel, I almost feel like, you know, if he's in such fear and he just wants to hang out in my house and that's all he wants to do with doing nothing else, well, I mean, obviously that's depression, but if that's what he has to do and that's what he wants to do, I feel like I owe it to him because he was so good to me in those past lives. And maybe I need more tough love, but...
You know, that's an interesting thing that you're saying, Kim, because there's so many points of view to consider. Number one, should you move on? Number two, should you stay? Number three is, are you being true to yourself? Number four, do you know yourself? I mean, these are all aspects that we have to examine. I'd like to tell you something that Archangel Michael said to me, and I don't know if this would be helpful to you. I had a situation with an individual that was very painful. Now, you're telling me that this gentleman was good to you in past lives, but every past life that I remembered with this gentleman wasn't. They were all painful. And I'm thinking, you know, what's up with this? Boy, I don't want to go through this again. And Archangel Michael told me that we have task partners, T-A-S-K.
Okay.
Ask partners. And that when I came into this lifetime, one of the things that I wanted to do was to take my power back. And so this individual, who Archangel Michael says is my task partner, says, oh, I can help you with that. Well, he really did.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I know
and
exactly.
So it brings up this element of, you know, who are you dealing with here? Are you dealing with a task partner that you are being taught the lesson, or are you dealing with somebody that you are to be compassionate to, and is that the lesson?
Right, exactly. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both.
Well, you're going to see a change in him.
I'm going to look forward to it.
Yeah. You'll find that he's a little bit more congenial.
Good. Oh,
he's
I can't wait.
He's going to be more, what's the word I want? More
pleasant? Okay,
pleasant.
Good. Pleasant
more,
would be good.
You'll be able to reason better with him.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
All right, because I don't know if you know very much about walk-ins. But he's had them. He had them. They're not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They were
news.
Pulled out.
That's wonderful news.
And then put, God's light is around him now, and he's working within the true God self. So let's see how he does in the next week and see if he isn't more compatible.
Okay, and
that's what you're saying. He hasn't been compatible.
No, not at all. And, I promise I'll call you next week or in a week or two and
would
let you guys
you do
know
that?
How, yeah, how
because
he's
I'd
doing.
Like to, I would like to see and do some follow-up on it.
Yeah.
Okay? But
great.
Do that much so far, and then we can do the next step, okay?
Great. Thank
before
you so
before you
much,
go,
Carolyn.
Kim,
yes.
Something that I want to mention to you is if you're interested, I would like to do a reading around that situation that we discussed.
Yes.
With the cherubim, and there's not enough time today to do it, but if you're able to call in Saturday, I've got a 2-hour show.
Okay.
We'll have plenty of time.
Okay. Okay, so the cherubim reading, right?
Yes.
We'll
go. Well, they're the holders of the universal
Akashic records.
And
right.
We'll look in there, and I think we might find something interesting.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you, Charlene. Have
You're
a blessed
welcome.
Evening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
You
yes, bye.
Well, that's been interesting, Shirley.
Yeah, he was pretty, he's been very fragmented. In other words, fragmented.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, fragmented, if you have, I could see that he was in an accident, that's why I asked her. I could see the accident, and I didn't know what the relationship, I didn't see that. But I could see these wheels, and she says it's with the car, with a car. But it, so anyway, the important thing was that when you become fragmented, a lot of times if you're in an accident, what happens is if you get knocked out or you kind of leave your body and you're trying to make a decision whether you're going to stay in it or
mm-hmm.
whether you're going to leave. And sometimes they don't get quite back in without a dark entity popping in.
Ah.
A lot of times I'm finding in working with people, a lot of times that has occurred and they don't seem to be their true self after that. They kind of, you know, are belligerent or they are quick to make judgments or they don't act exactly like they were doing before. So people become really kind of concerned because they don't know what they're dealing with anymore.
Now, when you say fragmented, are you talking about the subtle energy bodies around the physical being fragmented?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And not only that, but it fragments their true God personality.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not dealing just like they were before. So God, a lot of times when that happens, He'll go in and he'll pull out the negative that has come in. He'll pull that out and replace it with their true God self and put that back in the body and make
mm-hmm.
sure that the body, spirit, and soul are all connected and grounded to this life's path. Because most of the time, they're still not in there. And I see
That's
some of them.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. I see some of them, they're just not in there. They're up there kind of watching what the body's doing. And I ask them, if I have a client, I'll say, do you ever feel like you're just kind of watching yourself do things? And she's, oh, yeah, all the time. I said, I think we need to get you put together again. Yeah, and a lot of times that happens with any severe trauma. It could even be when a child, if there's a real severe trauma as a child, that can happen. So you have to get them back in their body and have them more in tune with what it being in control of that physical body.
If they're not in the body, they're usually over top of the body, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
What does that have any bearing, if any, on the physical operation of the body? In other words, the different systems, you know, respiratory system, digestion, and so forth. If the soul is over the body and not in the body, are those systems affected?
Well, they're still, yeah, because then, it depends on the person. I can't make a real judgment on that until I'm working with it, and usually God will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on and how they're operating within that, you know, that fragmentation.
Mm-hmm.
So you usually have to ask, and he'll usually tell you what it is that needs to be done.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is, because it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Charlene, we don't have a lot more time on the show yet. How about you giving your number one more time for people who might want to call you direct?
Okay, it's 801. 944-9346.
And for those who are listening, my website is www.carolynevers.com, and that can lead you to many different directions, all the books that we have worked with, the spiritual hierarchy, the conference calls. There's information there about obtaining your own personal Akashic record, and that information that comes through on a personal reading is just fascinating. So we started this evening, we were talking about maybe what we should do is give the telephone number here. We have time for one quick call. The number's 877-876-5227. If you want to talk to either Charlene or Carolyn Evers, you got to dial that phone number right now. We have very little time left. So we talked earlier when we first came on, Charlene, about the effect that words have on other people.
Right.
And as far as parent and child relationship, we can certainly understand that. But how about give us some thoughts about what is operational in the world where we are affecting people that we don't really know. And I'm talking about here of perhaps driving in a car, being careless with our words while we watch other people on the highway or stand in line at a restaurant.
Yeah, see, I had a client last week, and that was one of his concerns, and he said, you know, before I used to just get out there and somebody cut in front of me and I'd just be so angry. And he says, they're doing that now and it's not affecting me. How come? And I said, because your energy is changing. When you change your energy, all of those things are not affecting you. Like, for instance, I was using myself as an example. I was in the grocery store one day, and hardly ever I have anybody that gets upset with me or cross or even on the street. I hardly ever have that happen. But this one particular day, one of the clerks were kind of sharp, and that kind of surprised me, and went out and got in my car, and I was pulling out of the parking lot, and I'm making a right-hand turn, and this fellow's making a left, and he's just as angry as he can be at me, and I'm going, whoa, you know? So instead of getting upset, I thought, okay, there's been two people in my life in the last hour that felt like that they could take their issues and place it on me. What is going on in my energy field that they perceive that they can do that to me? In other words, if I'm clear, then they're not going to use me as a dumping ground for their feelings. So I went home and I thought, okay, I said to God, okay, what is the lesson I need to know? What is it I need to know? Where am I at this particular time? And then I found that I was feeling very responsible for a choice that one of my children had made. And I was feeling responsible. Although I didn't have anything to do with it, still as a mother, I took on the responsibility. Maybe if I'd done this, this, or this, then he wouldn't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was taking responsibility and blame. So that broke down my energy field. And so these other people, in spite of the fact, I didn't even know them. They still could see the break in my energy. They could feel the break in my energy field.
So how did you build that break up? How did you correct that in your own energy field?
I just went in I just said to God, okay, I can't be responsible for other people's choices. But I had taken that on. So I released being responsible for that choice, their choices. And I released their choices to God and let those choices that they've been making to God for him and the child to resolve, not for me, because that isn't between me and the child anymore, because the child's a grown person, right? So it's up to him. I can't stand in the way between that child and God, because then I'm in the way.
I think this is a real important question and response, Charlene, about allowing people in your lives to lead their own lives and not taking responsibility for their decisions.
Yes, and see, somebody says, well, I think that we're supposed to help people. And I said, yes, there's a difference between one time I said, well, you just need to support them. And I heard God say, don't use the word support. That means you're holding them up. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whoops, okay.
What word should be used?
So what I would say is I can see that they're made a poor choice or a poor choice according to my definition. You see, it's according to my judgment, according to my definition. But so that's all about me, isn't it?
So according to their decision, it might have been a very good choice.
Right. So see,
mm-hmm.
I put my judgment in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to set that aside and say that was his choice or the child's choice, and then turn around and release them to God. And then he and God can work out the decision, not me.
Well, we have a caller, Charlene. Let's try to get them in real quick. We probably only have about 2 minutes. Who's calling, please?
This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
We're great, dear. Who did you want to talk to?
Charlene, I just had a quick question. I've got a spot on my hand. Do you see that I should go and have that checked? Is it anything I need to be worried about?
It's on the bottom of your hand?
No, on the top of my hand. On the top of my hand. It's just a weird-looking spot.
That's on your right hand.
Left hand.
Hmm.
It's sitting right on a vein.
Describe it a little, Jeannie. Is it like a lump, or is it just a discoloration?
It's kind of a gray color, and it's just like a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up a little bit.
Well, you might want to have a dermatologist look at it.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought I should maybe go have it looked at, and I just
thought, Why are you saying that, Charlene?
Well, because sometimes if an individual, let's say that a person says, okay, I want this healed, that's fine, but if she's very worried about it, and doesn't matter whether God went in to heal it, if her belief system says, I've got to have a dermatologist look at this.
Okay, Jeannie, Let's clarify the question, darling.
I've had it a long time, and I wasn't worried about it, but I just thought since you had a couple more minutes, I thought I'd call and ask. Can you heal it?
Yes. What she's saying is it's what's in your belief system, and we don't have time to go into that right now, but here's what I would suggest. This is Carolyn Evers giving you a suggestion.
Okay.
Call back next Wednesday.
Okay.
And ask Charlene to go in with
God's
help.
Yeah, call me right at the beginning, will you?
Okay, sure.
Yes. Would you do that?
Yes.
But in the meantime, I want you to look at it in the next 2 days and see if it's gone.
Okay. I will do that.
Do call back, because even though we've got a couple minutes, it's not enough time to really go in and do that, and we really want to be of service to you, Jeannie.
Okay, that sounds great.
Well, actually, you can call me at home if you choose, on my business call.
Okay.
And all you have to do is call and tell me what it looks like in 2 days.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye, Jeannie. We're going to be going off soon, so, Charlene, we've given the number out before, but why don't we give it one more time in case there was somebody who had a pent-up question that they felt they had to get to you and wanted to speak to you personally rather than on the air.
Okay, that's 801-944-9346.
And as for myself, check out my website, carolynevers.com. We have Master Kuthumi is doing his conference call tomorrow. Archangel Michael next month will be doing the second lesson on the electron, which has been remarkable. And so, Charlene, it's been good having you here today.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it next week.
Yes.
And for all of you out there, I send my blessings to you.
And we send you our love, and I'm sure you can feel it. Thank you very much for tuning
Goodbye.
In. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, on Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.